I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Scores of Chechen rebels have hit the city of Nalchik, Russia, simultaneously hitting police and government buildings 75 miles from Beslan. Russian Ministry Sergei Rakuba says that they have a ministry center near Nalchik. He says the violence forced their children's ministry director and her family from her home, and now they're making tough decisions.
We were planning to have a training seminar for all children ministry workers in the entire region in the next 2 weeks. And now we have to reconsider that because of the situation and have to change the location for that seminar.
Next, violence surrounds Iraq's upcoming ratification vote. It's a pivotal time to reshape the future of the country's history. Open Doors' Carl Mueller says they're distressed over the vote. The trouble comes from the avenues of interpretation. Mueller says the big problem is
the freedom of belief and religious practice is a private affair. But Christianity, as we know, is not a private affair. It is a belief system that is meant to be lived out in the public sphere. Too many totalitarian governments permit freedom of belief, but not freedom of Christian cultural practice. And this is one thing that we're very concerned about.
And New Tribes Mission got wind of a surprise announcement from Venezuela. President Hugo Chavez, in a national speech, told the country that he wanted the Florida-based mission group out of the country. New Tribes' Nita Zelenak hopes they get a chance to set the record straight about what they're doing there. She urges prayer for their leadership as they wait for more information. New Tribes has been sharing the hope of Christ in Venezuela for nearly six decades. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Discovery House Music's Celtic Cry, a free gift from Mission Aviation Fellowship, is available at 1-800-995-4828. Charles Billingsley, Scott Kerpain, Matthew Ward, and Shannon Wexelberg sing about the heart of a martyr and will remind you to pray for the suffering church. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.